Welcome to the Not the Model Minority Podcast, a podcast about the unique careers and perspectives of Asian Americans. On today's episode of Not the Model Minority Podcast, we will be talking to an Asian American who is an urban planner who studied at New York University. Oh, hi, everyone. This is Brian Yang, your host of the Not the Model Minority Podcast. Today, I'll be talking to Jeffrey Yang, who works at the New York Department of Transportation in the Parking Planet Unit. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So first off, what is your background, like maybe educationally?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey. I went to NYU for undergrad, and I'm still here for grad school. But I've always been really interested in urban planning, and I'm really living my dream, studying urban planning, but also working in a job in the field too.
Wow. My first question is, how did you become interested in urban planning?
Well, because I'm from New Jersey, I used to go to New York a lot in middle school, high school. And what I realized is that the reason I love the city so much is because the built environment of New York. So for example, the layout, the design, the energy is all facilitated by the urban planning of New York. So for example, there's mixed use where you have commercial on the bottom, residential on top. You don't have to, like in the suburbs, live one place, drive to work, drive to the mall, for example. You can do everything on foot. And to summarize, the reason cities are so lively and energetic is because of the urban planning.
That's so interesting. Like, I don't think I've ever thought about like why cities have such like a unique environment because of the planning. That's really interesting.
Wait, or do you also live in New Jersey, like Caitlin?
Oh no, I live in Pennsylvania. Very suburban. Oh,
okay, which part of Pennsylvania?
Lehigh Valley.
Okay. So it's like kind of near New Jersey, but suburbs, right? Zoning. You need a car to get everywhere.
Pretty much, yeah. Very different from New York. So what are some of the most interesting projects you've worked on as an urban planner?
What no supply? Okay. So it's one of the most interesting projects I think that I was most passionate about was the Manhattan Chinatown and trying to make the neighborhood, which is honestly dying, make it a more lively space for not just the residents, but for all New Yorkers and tourists. So it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in Manhattan, and the streets are very narrow, but they're all clogged up with cars. So what I wanted to do for my thesis was to try to remove this parking space, close off the streets to have more open outdoor dining and more space for pedestrians to walk and more cyclists to transport through. But it's very, very bureaucratic. So that's basically impossible, even though it's pretty much a common sense initiative.
That sounds really interesting though. Yeah, bureaucracy plays a lot into trying to make those kind of changes. So has being an Asian American given you a unique perspective on your work as an urban planner?
I'd say somewhat. I feel like the urban planning field is already pretty niche, and there's very, very few Asians in the field. For example, in my grad class, there's around 50 people, but I'd say I'm one of maybe four or five Asians.
Wow.
So it's a very diverse cohort too. So it's good to have different perspectives. I guess being around others that have different life perspectives is pretty important in urban planning, because you're not just planning for one group, you're planning for every single resident basically, and any decision you make impacts everybody. So it's important to have a diverse mindset. And I think I also bring, I feel like as an Asian American, I also of course have a different upbringing than others. So I guess I do relate. I guess that's why I was so interested in the Chinatown project, because it kind of felt like maybe not like a community, but it felt like not like a responsibility, but I was just very passionate about it because I related.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Like I was gonna say, like, oh yeah, it probably like ties into your like identity as well, the Chinatown project. What would you say has been some of the most challenging parts of being an urban planner?
Definitely the bureaucracy. Even the smallest things can take months. Gotta go through so many units, so many divisions. And the most common sense changes that you could, if you just had the power to, it'd be so easy to implement, but you can't, which is really frustrating. I think that's the most frustrating part about urban planning is all the red tape. I mean, there's of course there's reasons why there's this lengthy process in the first place, so that you get everybody's opinion, community engagement, but sometimes it takes a long time for simple changes, like putting in a bike lane or just extending a curb to make it safer for pedestrians, for
Oh
example.
wow. Yeah, those do seem pretty common sense, but yeah, I guess it's a lot of stuff they have to go through. Okay, so my final question is, has being Asian American affected like why you chose to pursue urban planning?
I think I'm very fortunate that my mom is pretty understanding. I know that's not the case for some other Asian American kids. Like my entire family, they're all doctors, so I'm the first one that's not a doctor. But my mom is very, very sweet about it. Like she wants me happy. And my grandparents, of course they push you, like, oh, you should be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, right? But for me, this is my greatest passion. And you know what they say, when you do what you love, never have to work.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I
I
can
feel so.
definitely relate. Yeah. I have all doctors, so yeah.
Oh,
Like,
really? I can
yeah.
regret. I double majored econ public policy because they don't do undergrad urban planning. So I always knew my path was going to be in urban planning. I'm in a 4+1 program. But I'd say a few years ago, I was thinking about maybe going to something with finance because of econ, right? Like investing. So I did an internship at this venture capital. And at the time, I was like 50-50, like, oh, I don't know what to do, like the money or my dream, right? Because urban planning doesn't really pay that much. Like it's not bad, but that really maybe was like that internship was really opened my eyes, like, oh, wow, yeah, I really want to go through with urban planning.
Wow, sounds like a interesting experience. Definitely, like, really solidified your belief in urban planning.
Yeah, it's really hard to find also other Asians that are in the field too. So kind of venturing out on my own basically. Because a lot of my friends are in tech or business or in other STEM related fields. So sometimes it's tough, but I'm carving out my own life, which
Yeah,
is
definitely. Very super unique. Like I've haven't heard of many people in urban planning, so it's definitely a unique path to take. Very interesting, like I don't know, experiences you're gonna have, very different from the norm. All right, well, it's been great talking to you, Jeffrey.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. This has been the Not the Model Minority Podcast. Be sure to stay tuned in for the next one. Brian Yang signing off. Be sure to hit the follow button to never miss another episode of Not the Model Minority Podcast. See you next time.